I live fully today. I live fully today. Most of us live partly each day. We live partly every moment of our life. We're always living with reservation. We're always living with hesitation. We're always living thinking that perhaps there is a better way of doing things than what we're doing it. If we can live fully today, we say, I have everything in divine order right now. I have everything in divine order right now. When you live fully today, you live in the realization that right now, everything is in divine order. Right now, no matter what happens, it's in divine order. No matter what takes place in my life, everything is going along in this beautiful, wonderful, divine way. If I don't think that way, I'm not living fully. If I don't think that way, I'm not appreciating everything that comes along. Now, here at the monastery, the weather is changing a little bit, and we are having a little bit of rain, which is very nice. And Ellen looked out the window, and she says, well, I see it's raining a little bit. And then she looked out the window again. She says, not very much. And as she looked out the window and she saw the rain, she was thinking how nice that is for our garden, how nice that is for our beautiful plants and the wonderful paradise garden that we have down here, loaded with Christmas trees for many, many years, decades and decades. Christmas trees that just keep blossoming and blooming and growing and being wonderful, and how wonderful that is. And I looked out the window to see the rain falling. And as I looked out the window to see the rain falling, it was just drizzling a little bit. And just the way we like to have it, of course. But what did I see? I saw a dove. He was right under one of our Christmas trees in our front yard here. The Christmas tree has grown taller than the garage roof. Wide and beautiful. It's a glorious Christmas tree. We have no other Christmas tree like it on the entire 50 years that we've been buying Christmas trees here on the property, and it's fantastic. So when you think of it, it's really something quite marvelous. Beautiful tree. But under that tree, living fully now, was a beautiful dove. And this is the dove that Ellen has reminded us always is the dove of peace. The dove of peace that says to us, all is in divine order. And I saw him there. He was walking around. And I'm looking over there again. He was walking around. He was just gently walking under the pine tree, looking for little tidbits to pick up and have for his breakfast. And he was just as happy as he could be. A colorful dove. Lovely dove. And all of us have the opportunity of living fully now if we wish. Now, Ellen saw the rain misting in the air and found that to be a very pleasant experience. I saw the dove walking along the ground under this beautiful Christmas tree. It's a former Christmas tree, but it's always a Christmas tree. You can have a former president, but he'll always be Mr. President. It's a former Christmas tree, but it's always a Christmas tree because that was our intention of it and for it, and so it was. Are you living fully now and calling things by whatever name you want them to be? Are you living now fully, and are you looking at the trees in your yard and remembering why you planted them and how lovely they have grown and how they've developed? Have these trees always been a blessing to you, or have you been disturbed occasionally because there are too many leaves that fall down off of the tree? And then you say, oh, those leaves. Oh, but I love the tree. Oh, those leaves. Oh, but I love the tree. We have a tree in our backyard that's like that. Lovely, beautiful, wonderful tree in the backyard of the monastery here. And this tree was a pleasant little tree, but it had leaves. Oh, my goodness, did it have leaves. And the leaves would fall in three consecutive periods. The first were the heavy leaves that would fall, and then the medium leaves would fall. And finally, the little tiny leaves would fall off the tips of the branches, and they would litter the yard. And we would go out there, and we'd rake it up. And as we raked it up, we'd say, what a beautiful tree. Now, we could rake it up and say, what a terrible tree. We could live in the past and say, oh, what a wonderful tree that is. How great that tree is. How beautiful it is. What a fantastic tree it is. And so it would be for us. As long as we call anything good, it will be that way for us. So it is we look at our life, and we live fully now, and each moment becomes more and more beautified. Each moment becomes more and more of a blessing, more and more wonderful, because we are living fully now. Ellen is looking at the moisture falling down through the air, and she's seeing it as being beautiful for our garden here, our 104 acres on the university campus, the campus of the Absolute Monastery. And she drives around the campus, and she sees all the green sprouts popping up here and there, making all of the ground a verdant garden for us. She goes by the Shangri-La, and she sees the pond outside the Shangri-La. The pond has a little drip of water in it constantly, and it is always clear, beautiful pond. There are no fish in there, but there's only clear, beautiful water and wonderful plants. And around the pond, a beautiful grass wants to grow, and it's growing wonderfully. We mow it down, and it grows, and we mow it, and it grows. But we're living in the now. It's always beautiful. It's always wonderful. And we look at the house at the Shangri-La, and we think to ourselves, what a lovely house. The outside has a Sears aluminum-type siding on it, put on the house perhaps when it was built in the 60s, and it was just beautiful. And it's a lovely house to look at. And inside the house we see where there's a flooring, and the flooring shows where different walls were at different times. Different people who lived there over the years had closets, or they had large living room, small living room, they had kitchen, all the imagination they put into it. But we live in the now. And what we could do would be to easily take some plywood and sheets and put it over the walls and the ceiling after we had done some rewiring on it, and make the Shangri-La into a beautiful, truly Shangri-La. But everyone who walks into that building feels the love and the possibility of it. Everyone who walks around the yard of the Shangri-La sees the lovely garden, sees the lovely grass just gently popping up. It looks so beautiful. We'd like to keep it that way forever. You know how you like to keep puppy dogs, or little kittens forever, or children, little children forever. But is that really what you want? And the answer is no. You want to live fully now. You want to enjoy it, and then move on to the next step. Move on to the next aspect of living. And so, when you have your little child, and you love that little child, and you enjoy that little child growing from little child to big child to adult, to a family person, as you see them living now fully, you wouldn't want it any other way. And so it is that you and I train ourselves right now to live fully now, to live in our most verdant, beautiful, magnificent way right now. And we look at the changing life around us, and we look at all the things that are happening, and we wouldn't want to change them for a moment, because each one brought us some blessing, and we were a blessing to each activity that was going on in our life. Each activity going on in our life right now is a blessing. And as we recognize it and treat it that way, we find that life is wonderful. Life is grand. Life is glorious. And we feel that we are in the midst of it, and we are the blessed one. So today, say to yourself, I live fully now. I delight in each moment. I delight in each instant of my life, because each instant of my life is a glorious, wonderful, magnificent experience. And I live fully now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.